You would think Xiao would have learned that it's hard to celebrate alone. After the events of the Lantern Rite, you simply will not allow him to spend the Moonchase Festival by himself at the Wangshu Inn. And that is why you intend to bring him a freshly prepared meal and a piece of your mind. So take a listen at the gentle din of the other guests conversing on the floor below, their voices carried by the wind. And you see Xiao sitting alone on his private balcony, cloaked in the light of the crackling lantern and a distant moon.
Who's there? How dare you interrupt my meditation? Oh, it's you. Don't you know any better than to sneak up on me like that, traveler? You're lucky I hesitated to strike. It would only take one, you know. What brings you this far from Niue Harbor? Weren't you going to participate in some competition with that one chef, Xiang Ling, wasn't it? Did you need me to taste another dish? Huh? You're handing me this? Ah, a basket. It's kinda heavy. What do you intend that I do with? Oh, open it. All right. Let's see. Almond tofu. Is this for me? That's very thoughtful of you. I have to ask, though, why have you made this for me? You seemed so busy with the others earlier. You seriously came all this way to celebrate a festival with me? That's absurd. If I wanted to participate in all of Li Wei's ridiculous traditions, I wouldn't hesitate to do so. As I told you before, I just don't care for crowds. Such a busy setting is uncomfortable and... Are you scolding me? No, I didn't mean it like that. Of course I'm grateful that you've come to visit. And I'm grateful for the tofu too. I can't understand why you'd go out of your way to do something like this for me. Surely there are better people to spend your time with, after all. Festivals like this only come around every so often. I even hear that there are some people unfortunate enough to be unable to attend festivities by the count of their fingers. Ah,
But judging from the look in your eye, you're very insistent on this, aren't you? Sitting with me. Listen, I'll eat this. Just don't make me do it all on my own, okay? You'd better let me share some of it with you. Speaking of which, this dish was made by your own hand, was it not? It is interesting. I am unable to put it exactly into words, but somehow I can tell when it is your own cooking. No, I don't taste any ingredient different from other interpretations of the same dish. Rather, perhaps the balance of spices. Perhaps the organization of the plate, so to speak. Either way, I'm more than happy to finish my portion. Huh? You want me to make the same dish for you? I am unsure if I can make it to your liking. But if it repays the favor and makes you happy, then I suppose it can't hurt to try. This is delicious, traveler. Thank you for thinking of me. What's on my mind? Rex Lapis used to have gatherings with his friends, you know. They would share a meal, drinks, stories. Sometimes they'd come up with friendly competitions just to make new memories. Every once in a while, they would insist that I join them. Well, it never really felt right. Someone as cruel and cold as I am doesn't deserve to celebrate with them. Like, someone as cruel and cold as I am didn't deserve to celebrate with them. I guess I never really got over those feelings. That's why I try to stay away from the mortals and their festivities. I couldn't celebrate with the Adepti, so I certainly can't do so with the humans either. Touching my shoulder, travel. It's not a big deal. I stay out of the way, and the people of Liyue Wei Harbor get to uphold the traditions of old. It really is the age of man, huh?
What? You can't just... Now... Now... You listen here.
I'm not telling you my backstory, just so you can pity me or patronize me. Humans might like that kind of physical attention, but adepti aren't so easily moved by.